You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, a board-certified plastic surgeon. So tell me, what do I really need? I've heard that a lot this past week or two from a lot of my patients that have come in to see me in a consultation. So I'm sure all of you know that the reason why I actually even called this podcast the Plastic Surgery Revolution is because it is becoming such a phenomenal, interesting, exciting, and extremely popular thing to do is to get some kind of plastic surgery, get some sort of cosmetic surgery. And the good news about that is that it is bringing awareness to everyone that there are so many unbelievably great ways to make you feel better about yourself. And I, you know, we go through this all the time that at the end of the day, that's really why all of this is being done. If it's just going to the counter at your cosmetic counter and just getting a new shade of lipstick that makes you feel prettier when you put it on. If it's a guy that goes to get hair dye at the local drugstore just so that his hair looks more youthful. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what all of these things are actually doing, is trying to make you feel better about yourself. But here's the caveat. The one caveat that I really started to hear more and more when I was seeing patients this week, and again, you all know that a lot of these podcasts are generated just from seeing so many patients in office hours. And the one caveat is this. It's becoming so commonplace that you can find someplace in a mall, someplace in a strip mall, someplace in a store, even in airports, where you could literally get some sort of an injection. You can get some sort of a laser procedure. You could get some sort of a treatment that would be under the heading of what we would call cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery procedures. And my concern about it is this. It's not so much that these locations and the people that are performing these procedures are not well enough trained. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that the facilities aren't capable of handling the procedure. What I am saying is that as a patient, if I'm talking to you and you are the patient and you're walking in to any of these types of places, even if you're coming into a doctor's office, there definitely is a difference between what bothers you and how to fix it, and is the person that you're going to see capable of giving you what you need? Not so much saying about what you want, but are they able to give you what you need? And let me give you a few examples of why I think this is so important, because it happened, honestly, three separate times in a matter of a week. A woman came in to see me that was well into her 70s. Obviously, she said, you can tell I've never done any kind of plastic surgery or had anything done before. And I did. I asked her a bunch of questions. You know, did she ever have any injectables? Did she ever have a laser procedure? Did she ever have microdermabrasion? Chemical? No, nothing. And if you could conjure up a picture of what somebody like that may look like, you would be able to understand that when someone walks in like that, that's really never, you know, done too much to keep up a youthful appearance, that there could be a tremendous number of things that could be done to make her look, oh my God, like phenomenally better. So we kept on talking about this, and I believe this is where the conversation went to really make me start to think about what I'm about to tell you. Here it is. The only thing that bothered her were the corners of her mouth and the marionette lines. Now, the reason why we call them marionette lines is because they are literally creases or grooves that you would find on a marionette puppet that start at the corner of the mouth and head downward towards your chin. She didn't even call them that. She just pointed to me in the mirror and told me that that's what bothers her. So I asked her, is that the only thing that you're seeing that really bothers you? And she said, no. And then she started to explain to me about some of the other wrinkling around her face and her forehead and her eyelids, etc. And when I explained to her all the different ways that we could fix those problems and what she would actually really need to fix those problems, she went back to the idea that, you know what? I've never done anything before. The only thing that really bothers me are the marionette lines. And then she learned that term. And that's all we did that day. I literally took an injectable product. We used Juvederm Ultra Plus, and we injected the corners of the mouth and the marionette line, and that was it. And when I gave her the mirror afterwards, she literally was so impressed and so happy. You could just see, she didn't even speak for a few minutes. She just kept on staring at herself, and she felt, I could see that she felt so much better about herself. So that's one aspect of this discussion. I'm going to give you an example of option or example of patient number two. Patient number two presented exactly the same way, probably also a 70-ish year old person, really never did much besides, I think she explained to me that years ago she had a chemical peel, and she uses some skincare products that she buys at the local CVS. And same exact situation where we started talking about what are the things that bother her. And what became obvious this time was that a little injection of somewhere like the marionette lines or her lips or the nasolabial folds or any of those things weren't going to achieve what she's thinking she wants to see. And this is the premise of what my, if you will, argument is about going to places that can't really give you what you need. Because when we got into the discussion with this woman, she actually said to me, here are the things that bother me, but I want you, meaning me, to tell me what do I need. And that opened up a whole different discussion, because it's not that she has to get it done, but the idea that she's coming to a professional that can offer her all the options, everything from a chemical peel to an injection, to a laser procedure, to an actual facelift, eyelid lift, brow lift, neck lift, you name it. If you go to a plastic surgeon that does offer all the different modalities and treatment options, you can really have this discussion with someone. And it's not necessarily that she's going to choose to do that, but I strongly believe for all of you out there that are thinking of any of these types of procedures, that when you do choose to go to see someone to talk about whatever it is that bothers you, it is an important thing to try to really understand the difference between what may bother you right now and what you think that that professional that you hopefully trust may tell you may be a better option or what you actually would need. So the way this consultation went with this woman is that I thoroughly explained to her everything that I thought would give her the look and the result, and that's the key, the result that she ultimately wanted. We didn't talk about cost or price or anything like that because obviously everybody has a budget. So I'm trying to leave that out of the equation right now because at the end of the day, one of the reasons why we keep talking about prejuvenation is because if you do wait till you're in your 70s to try to turn the clock back, you know, completely, it may take a lot of different modalities or treatment options to get the clock to turn all the way back. But if along the way to 70, you're doing little increments of stuff, things that I like to call tweakments. I know you're listening and you think that's clever, but it's seriously called tweakments. It's little things that you could do from as early as you really think you start to notice problems or things that you don't like all the way out. And believe it or not, people that do keep up on their skincare, people that wear sunscreen, people that know that they've been using Retin-A every night before going to bed for 20 years, there are differences in those people's skin versus other people that have never, you know, jumped on board with this. So the way this conversation with this lady went was I did describe everything that we could do. And I'm going to explain to you exactly right now what I talked about. I told her, you definitely need to do something that requires improvement of the skin quality. Regardless if we did a facelift, eyelids, forehead lift, neck lift, those things will make your face tighter. It'll get rid of extra skin, regardless of where it is, eyelids, let's say, forehead lift, neck lift. All of those things work great to get rid of all the extra skin and to lift things back to where they used to be. However, if the skin quality still has the appearance of an aged individual, that's not going to change just because you made things lifted. That's not going to change just because you cut away some extra skin. So I explained to her that what we really should be looking at here is to try to come up with a game plan to make the overall skin around her lips, eyelids, face, everything look more youthful. And we're going to do that by using some phenomenal new lasers that'll make the skin smoother. It'll take away so many of the wrinkles. And then we could always address the skin laxity issue by doing an eyelid lift or a facelift. And she really loved that consultation. And what I believe we're going to end up doing with her is we're going to start off by first doing this whole laser resurfacing of her face, neck, eyes, décolleté, everywhere, just to make her skin appear more youthful. And once she has an opportunity to see what that looks like, she may be fine with that, and that's the end of it. Or she may decide, you know what, maybe I'll just do my eyelids or something like that. But so what I'm saying to you is all of these consultations and all of these ideas about improvement, none of them have to be done at all. Obviously, none of them have to be done all at the same time even. But getting a treatment plan, getting the opportunity to sit down with someone that can really help you get to the goals or the look that you're going for, at the end of the day, I think is really very valuable. And so I wanted to leave you with that type of a thing because I want you to think about that in all aspects of when you're thinking about plastic surgery or these cosmetic surgery procedures. So in other words, if you're going in somewhere to get injectables like Botox and fillers like Restylane and Juvederm and things like that, possibly ask the person that you're going to have the injections by, give me a treatment plan. Give me an idea of what you would do to make me get the look that I'm asking for. We may not have to do it all today, but I would love to know what are some of the things I could do to get to this final result. And with that, I'm going to tell you, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.